Rashi. The bottle lo hatmono, the yesmul, lest the yesterday's hatmon is bottle, the shi of yesterday's bottle, where the kematmon katchilo. It's as if now you're putting it with chilo on top of the blech, you're not allowed to put on Shabbos something with chilo on top of the blech. Even though it's mizbasher called sorkoin, but with the rabbonin sauce, it's mechse kimavashim. It's only mut is something you took off the blech. Hey, it's still in your hand, so it's considered like it's still on the blech. It wasn't bottled the first sheet on the blech. You're allowed to put it back. But if you put it down on the floor, this sheet to hold is also to put back. So the Gemara Omer Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami Hodin Tekat says no. Rabbi Tudo Yishno the Ovid, the Garmer who the Ovid. That's that he says the sheet, if you put it down on the carpet, it's also, he's saying it for himself. The Garmer means like a sheet is Yochid. It's Rashi Yochidu, Bedover. Vien Alocha Kemoyser. Rabbi Ami doesn't pass him like him. Even if you take the pot and put it on the floor, still mutter. Still you're allowed to put it back on top of the blech. As I help Reb Chia, Om Reb Yechinen. We'll soon see what the loch is. So the more vaita, pligi bo Reb Dimi, Reb Shmuel, Reb Yehuda, machlokes. V'tavayim mishmeid Reb Elezer. Both of them are saying over aloha from the Rebbe Reb Elezer. Amri Chad, one said like this. Amri Chadama once said, "Oiden biyodei muter. When it's still in your hand, then it's muter. Agarbe kakarosa. But if you put it down on the floor, it's also to pick it up again and put the pot back on top of the blech. The Chadama some said like this. No, hanicha nagabe kuk agabe karkanami muter. Even if you put it down on top of the karka, you put it down on the karka, still it's muter to put back. That's the third bite. The machlokes we had before is a machlokes here also." Oma chiski mishmeid abaye. Ho di amrit. Oy din biyode mutter. He says a chumra. That you say, calls the man, it's in your hand. When you take the hot pot off, calls the man, it's in your hand, you're allowed to put it back. Lo yamor noch a chumra. Lo yamor, we only say, you're allowed to put it back. Elu shedai tel hachzir. When you took it off the blech, you had das right now to put it back again. You only take it off to pour off a cup of hot water, and then you have das to put it back again. Avulein daitel hachzer. You took off the cholent pot, and you had no das to put it back. You thought you're going to eat up the whole cholent and not put it back. Then also, then you're not allowed to put it back on top of the blech. So the more mechlal abzayit zadiyik, let this pshat, this chumro, the agabe karka, that if you take the cholent pot, you took the hot water pot, and put it on the floor, is afal pisha daitel hachzer, even though when you took it off, you had asked to put it back, just was too heavy, so you had to put it down, still osur, still it's osur to put down. That's this chumatik ashita. The what? You need two svaras to be matzeh to put it back on the blech. You have to take it off with das to put it back on the blech again, and also it has to be oidzim biyod, it has to be still in your hand. And metchilo lalocha, that's what's brought down, metchilo, we should try and do like this. That matchilu, when you take off the hot water, a pot, you should have das. You take it off just to pour off and you want to put it back again. And matchilu, you shouldn't put it down. It should be oidin biyodin. But the evid, though, if you did put it down, it's a big tzarech, you could be samech on the sheet of the paskin, even if you put it down on the floor. And even if you don't have das to put it down, also it's mutter. So machoik is a shenem hana paskin here. So, but the evid, you could be samech on those sheetis, so the Mishnah Berurah. That if you did put it down, and even though you didn't have das to put it back, still you could be mekel. Also, I was a sas kula by us, we cannot never put it down on the floor. If we put it down, we put it down on the table or on the counter, we don't put it down on the floor. So it's not as bad as putting it on the floor. We'll soon see about the counter. That's another boy in the Gemara. On the floor is worse. When you put it down on the floor, you have no das at all to put back, it looks like bottle gamri. The kolzumat still near the blech, metchila, you shouldn't do it. But yeah, but if you did it though, you had hetter, you could be samech to put it back on the blech. But there's also, it's not bottle the shiur rishayna. Since you have das to put it back in, your das also helps with the rabbanon. You take it off, I'm not to put it back, so it's never considered like it was off. It's considered oimet to be put back again. If you don't have das to put back, when it's off, it's off. To put it back now, it's like a new putting it back, and now I put it back, metchila. So to more weiter. Ike diyamri samsi amachist mishrei dabaya. Ho diyamr, that you say agabe karka also, you put it down the floor, it's also lo yamor ne l'shein dait l'hachzer. So only if you put it down, didn't have das to put it back. Avo dait l'hachzer muter. But if you have das to put it back, even though you put it on the floor, still it's muter. It's another day. So he's saying, but the evid, you could be samech on these days. But if you didn't put it on the floor, it's just still in your hand, even though you took it off, you didn't have das to put it back again, because you didn't put it on the floor, it's mutter to put it back. So there are all different svaras here. So Matchilo, you're supposed to be machal at the first, like the Chumah de Geshita that Mechaber brings down, that it's only mutter to put back again if when you took it off you had das to put it back and oidim biyodon. We're saying with the evidence could be makel. Boy Rabbi Yimya, tolon b'makom al, if she didn't put the pot on the floor, nor you hung it on top of a stick, hanichan agave mita, that's what's negated to us. Most times we don't put it on the floor, we put it on like a table or a chair. Now mita means you put it on the bed, mahu. Is that considered like on the floor? Or no, maybe I got to meet this better than the floor. Boy Ravashi, kingdom imechel imechel mahu, you pour it out from one pot into another pot, mahu, teku. This is mobilized by teku. That's why he's saying, but yeah, but you could be saying on this, that since we don't put a mamash on the floor, you could be mechel. So drashi mahu, drashi pinim imechel imechel mahu, mihevei kematma lechatchila, v'yosel lachziru lekir aloi. On this punk we pass in the cooler. There's a hole that's playing in the pot, in the hot water pot. Or for some reason you want to pour it into another pot. So since this pot was on, you just took it off the blech, and it's in your hand, and you want to pour all the hot water into another pot, the second pot you'll have to put back on the blech. That since it's the same hot water that was on the blech, that also looks like it's being put back. And that's the shalom. Pinum imechel imechem. You transfer the water from one kettle into another kettle. So that's the shiloh here, the marbaz beteko, the loch, and this will make it. Trashi mechem kum kimish shemeschamin boichamin. That's the kettle you heat up the hot water with. So saying if you pour it from one into another, the second hot pot you'll have to put back on the blech. Yes. Right. So that's the loch of the chazar. That's the lemaisa where we have a blech. A rikki reason when we have a blech is that so you want to take the pot off the fire, you should be allowed to put it back on again. Because if you don't have a blech, then for sure it's also. Even though the shalom pot is kuplah garmi, if you take it off, you can't put it back in again. We said nafkamin is if you want to leave the oven on. If you want to leave something on the oven. So if it's basher called sarkoid, and we pass can she is mut, you're allowed to leave the oven on from before Shabbos, and leave the kugels inside the oven. But once you take the kugel out of the oven, you're not allowed to put the kugel back into the oven again. Because the oven doesn't have grufa ktumah. The oven, there's no blech there. Because that's the way it cooks the whole week. So there's no blech. That's mamish the regular chayim. You wouldn't be allowed to put something back into the blech. Hold in a crock pot. If you want to use a crock pot they have now, also there's no blech for that. So you'd be allowed to use it and let it cook up the whole Shabbos. Just once you take it out though, you're not allowed to put it back in again. Because putting it back in again lies like putting it on top of the fire. That does not happen. Yes. Right, Zot the Mishnah. Tana Shesiku Pekash Ubegavlo. It's up until now we're talking about a Kira. That's like our stoves or who are in our ovens also have a din of a Kira. And we don't have the din of the Gemara, the Mishnah Tana. But the most don't say what the Mishnah Tana is. But the din of the Mishnah Tana was something that got very, very hot. Shesiku Pekash Ubegavlo. If you only heat it up with straw, is Alocha Layiten, you're not allowed to put Bein Mitoicha inside it, Bein Nagav, not on top of it. The tanner is more chomer. Even with kasha v'gavava, it's also. Drashi tanner mitoich shekotzer lamala, on top it's thinner. V'rochem lamata, on the bottom it's wider. It niklat choymer toich, it gets very, very hot inside. Tvei mikiris, much more hotter than a kiris. Therefore, even though you only have the heat from kash and gav, from straw, it's litim toich, you can't make chazor at all. There's no heter to make chazorah into a tanner. Weiter, koypach. Koifach is a middle case. It's not as big as a kira. A kira is a place to put two pots. A koifach is a place to put only one pot. So it's like mamash a square, like an inch, like a foot down, a foot wide, and a foot up. It's only 1 foot. So the heat in there, maisa, gets pretty hot. A kira is like 1 foot down and 2 feet wide. So it's a little bit more spread out the heat. A koifach has only room for one pot. So it's a middle madrega. It's not as hot as a tanner. A tanner gets much hotter, but it's more hotter than a kira. So a koypach, it depends. Shesiku v'kasha v'gavo, if you only heat it up with straw, is harezek kirayim. Has the same halach like a kira. So what, if we paskin shia would be mutter on that, and chazar is mutter, and chazar is mutter. Mashen kem begefes of eitzim. If you heat it up the koypach with wood, and with the pselus of shumshimim, harei katana. Then it's like a tanner, and there's no heta to make chazara. So Rashi Kupa Begmor Meforish Lo Osli Chalal Kekira. It has a hole in it like a kirum. Avol Orka Keruchpoi. It's as high as it is wide. V'yem by Elishia Shvisas Kderachas. You can only put one pot into it. The kira yesh b'shvisa shtei kederis. Mashenka the kira is wider. You can put two kederis in a kira. The Gemara Tana Shitziku, a tana that was heated up. Sov Rabbi Yosef Lemeimer. Toichoi inside means toichoi mamish. Mamish inside the tana. Agabov means agabov mamish on top of it. Avolismoich shapadomi. It is only also to put near a tana on top or inside. But on the side, outside, it's muta. Lesmicher is muta. Trashi agabov means asmosli. Avolismoich etzel doifne, it's muta. Eisvei avakasha. Eisvei abayo. Koipach. Shesiku. Bekasha begabavo. Harelika kirayim. There's koifach one pattern. If it's heated up with straw, it has another kira. The gethos of Eitzim with wood, harei of ketanu. The osir, it's osir. It's a diig, ha kikira shori. Mashmud of this koipach would have been like a kira, it would have been mutter. The drasher kikira shori. Klema, midutoni harei ketanu, we say this koipach, now that you put wood in the koipach, it's so hot like a tanu. Michlau, the heavy madan lele kira, if it would have been very much a kira, heavy shori. V'shamini minoa de kira shusav egefas of eitzim shari. The voice coming now a kira that you heat it up with wood is also mutter. So that's the b'mayas kina. What are we talking about now? That a kira is mutter. Ilay ma'agab, if you say, putting on top of it, over my. Ilay ma'kishayin a gora fakotam. He's putting something on top of a kira that's not gora fakotam, it's osir. El akira ki ain a groof of tuma agab of mishari? Is that true? To put it on top of a kira that's not gorfakotum. If you heat it up with eitzin, yeah? So it has good heat inside. Without groof, that's like our oven, like our stoves. On top, it's also to put something back, a chazorah, without groof of tuma. El, you have to say lav lismach. Elamai, we're talking about a smicha, means putting it next to the kira. Ukitoni, harei kataner. It says this kupa has been like a taner, v'yosar. So you see a tanner, even to put it next to the tanner, not on top, not inside, is also awesome. So how could Rabbi Yosef make a diyuk to say a tanner is only awesome inside or on top of the tanner? But on the side of the tanner is mutter. Here it's mashma, even the side of the tanner is awesome. Omer Vadam Rava is no raya. Hocha the kupa gor of a cotton. We're talking about no, you pulled the coals on the side. You made a groove for tumah. The tanner also grew for ktumah askinen. Is a ray of katana, that's the chiddush. That this kupach, even though it's grew for ktumah, if it heated up with eitzim, it has dinah katana. The afagav, the gor for kotim, a tanner, even though it's gor for kotim, it doesn't help. Agav of osir, it's also to put something back in the tanner. It doesn't help a blech. The kikira, mashenka, if it would have been like a kira, kigor for kotim shapidomi. Mashenka, if this kupach would have had it been like a kira, then groof for ktumah helps. But it's only talking about where is it also to put on top or inside the tanner. But it could be, like Rabbi Yosef says, if you put it on the side of the tanner outside, that's takamutu, you have the right nifaket. Rotanika vosa dabaya, I'll bring a right tabaya. Tana shesiku begash of a gavavon, but tana that was heated up with straw ain't samechem loy. You're not allowed to put anything next to it. We ain't sarach loy ma gava. We ain't sarach loy ma toichoy. We ain't sarach loy ma begethas of eitzim. But avad if you heated up the tana with wood, avad you can't put anything next to it. So there's nothing to brace like a bayim. Even smicha to put something outside next to the tana is also awesome, even though it's only heated up with straw. Kupach, Mashenkin is Kupach, Shesiku, Bekasha Begavavo, Saimchimloi. If it's only like Kasha Begavavo with straw, we said then it has a din like a kiro, it's mutter to be Saimch. V'ye nois to Nagabav, but you can't put on top of it.
What is the grain's girsin here?
V'noisin, about the girsin should be V'noisin, the gross has changed the girsin. It should be V'noisin. Because we're saying now a Kupach that was heated up with straw has a loch like a kiro. So a kiro you're allowed to put on top of it. A kira that was only heated up with kash of a gava, which drew as mutter. So Mela should be nice to Nagabov. The gefus of Eitzim, Mashenka, if this kupach was heated up with wood, then the locker is ain't soimchim. Since if the kupach has wood inside it, it has a din like a tanner, and like a tanner we just said, you're not allowed to make smicha to it. So it's not from the riot to Abaya, that a tanner is also with smicha. Oma le ravacha bread rov ravashi, hai kupach echidomi. What's the mitzias of a kupach? What is a kupach? If it's mamish like a kira, or b'zeh afilu b'gefas of eitzim nami, it should be mutter. Even if you heat up a kupach with wood, it should also be mutter to make smich at least, or else to put on top of its garf a kotum. If it looks like a tanner, afilu b'kashem b'gavav anami, or kupach, even if it only has straw, it should also be bosser, because a tanner is also a straw. Omalei, the mitzvah is like this. No fish havle medikira. You should know this kupach, this one size pata, is hotter than a regular kira. But vizuter havle meditaner, it's a little bit less hot than a tanner gets. Therefore, it has the chluk edinim. Hechidomi kupach, hechidomi kira. What's the difference in mitzvah between a kupach and a kira? Rabbi Yosef Rachanina. Kupach makim shvisas kseirachas. Kupach is only like a square. It's like a foot deep and a feet wide. So it contains its heat pretty much. It's only enough space on top to put one pot on top of it. Kira is a little bit wider, so mainly the heat has to be spread out more. It's not so hot. The mokum shvisa steak kederis. It's a mokum to put two kederis on top of it. So mainly we say this kupa, since it retains its heat much more, it depends. If you put only straw inside, it doesn't get so hot. It has been like a kira. But if you put eitzim inside, it gets so hot, it's almost as hot as a tan. It's more hotter than a kira. It has been like a tan already. Amr Rabbi Yitem Rab Yirmiya. Af anan namatin muslim like this. Ki ochilik like this. Kira v'yave kira shenechlako. Kira that was tomei. It was a kli cheris. So the only way you matire it is you break it. You break it, that's not usable. So it depends. This kira shenechlako liyorka. If you split it up, the length of it is tira. Because you split the length wise in half, you can't use. Each half by itself is not worth anything. Of the rochba, if you split it down the width, then it's tameya. Why? Because since matila had space for two kiras, two pots, now if you split it down the half, you can use this for one pot and this for another pot. It's still tameya. Mashenken kupach, if you have this kupach, ben l'orka, ben l'rochba tor. Because the kupach is only a shear for one pot. So if you break it in half, you can't use a pot on top of it, it's tor. So that's the raya for this halacha. But the ma'isa, the achrayim say, the ma'isa, our ovens don't have a din tana or the mishnah, because our ovens don't get that hot. Our ovens gefort, since the door is on the side, you open it up, and even inside the tana there's a hole there for the air to go out, it never gets as hot as the mishnah tana. Therefore, even inside our tana has a locha like a kira. That might not mean that she is mutter, like we said. If you want to leave the oven on from before Shabbos, and leave the kugels in the oven, leave the chalt in the oven, it's mutter. As if it will be mamash a tana like the Mishnah, it's also. Even she is also by a tana. But our tana is not so hot, it doesn't have a din of a tana. It's only like a kira, you're allowed to leave the chalt or the kugels in the oven. Just once you take it out of the oven, you're not allowed to put it back in again. Right. So the Mishnah, ein noistnin beitza, you can't put an egg, bitzat hamechim, next to the hot kettle, bishvil shetas galv, today it should be roasted. You can't even like crack the egg, the sudrin, on a hot handkerchief. You had a handkerchief that was heated up from the sun, it's very hot, you want to crack the egg on a hot handkerchief, that the hot handkerchief should roast or cook the egg, that's also awesome. Rabbi Yosi's matter, and a hot handkerchief, he's matter. That's not called Yisra Mishal. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Rashi, Neistim Beitza Mitzvah Hamechem, Kumkimis, the hot kettle, Shomachoshis, Bishvosh, the goggles, Shetitzla, Ktsas, Shvil roasted, Achdemil Gelis. Mashma, the more it's roasted, it can roll it. That's as though a hot egg, you can roll a hot egg. A soft egg, you can't roll. If you want to make it like roasted, then you can roll it. Is loyaf kieno besudrin, loyishavrin, you can't crack the egg al sudr on a handkerchief, shulcham bechama, that was heated up from the sun. Kadesha titzlak, they the heat of the handkerchief, you cook the egg. Michay mashal sudr. Rabbi Yosi is matter. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Vaitab loyaf mieno bechoil, you can't put the egg inside hot dirt, choil, sand, over yavut drachim, not in the dust of the drachim. The shulcha titzla, kadesh that it should roast. These things are also, it's also to roast an egg, even in the sand or in the dirt. The sand got hot from the sun, so it's also to put an egg in the sand. How come Yosi doesn't argue here? Rabbi Yosi, just like he asked us to put inside a handkerchief, he should ask us to put inside the hot sand. That's tomorrow's kashu. Why not? Famous Maisa that Anshe Tverya did. They brought a pipe, shel tzeinin, of cold water, letoich amo shel cham. There was an amma means like a well or a river there of hot water. Chami Tverya, that hot water of Tverya. So they put a pipe through the Chami Tverya and they let cold water go through the pipe. So when the cold water went through the pipe, it got heated up from the chametz feria. Amru lehem chachamim. Chachamim told them back, yishno es osa what you did. Because you're cooking up this water on Shabbos now. In b'Shabbos, if you did put this cold water through the pipe, through the chametz feria on Shabbos, it's kechametz shochma b'Shabbos. It's blind that you're cooking hot water on Shabbos. V'yasurim v'chitz v'shtiya. You're not allowed to drink this water on Shabbos and you can't wash with this water. In b'yomtif, if you cooked it up on yomtif, it's kechametz shochma b'yomtif. It's if you cooked hot water on Shabbos. V'yasurim v'chitzah, you're not allowed to take a hot bath on yomtif. You can't cook up water for a chitzah that's not called doicha nefesh, or mutar v'shtiya. But on yomtif, you're allowed to cook hot water to drink. So here it's mutar v'shtiya, on yomtif it's mutar. So Drashi, Fevil b'silin means boy join. Even before Shabbos, they brought this hose, this hot, this cold water to go through the chametz feria. Shall signing k'day lechamamoy, k'day she get hot. The Hamayan them shochim aboyim kol Shabbos. The cold water will go through this pipe through Shabbos. So since the pipe is in the chametz feria, while it's the more it's cooking, it'll get hotter and hotter. L'toich amo shochametz feria through the yam of the chametz feria is aloch le'tchom said it's also to use this water in b'Shabbos. Oisai Shabbos b'Shabbos is also to do b'shtiya. Mashenka, it's only through yomtiv. Yomtiv, you're allowed to cook b'shtiya. It's only also for chitza. So to gemari boilihu. Galgomai. Let's say you cook this egg. You put the egg near the chaynik, or you put the egg in the sudur. Is it also or not? Omai. Omer Rabbi Yosef Gilgal Chayev Chatish. You know, by cooking the egg this way, even though Luchura just put it near the hot water kettle and it got roasted, it's an Issa D'Raisa. Luchura is not a Derech Bishul this way. Now bring your Raya for this Yisoy. That it's shy of such a Bishul, a cool, an easy way of cooking something. Luchura is like this. Kol Shabo B'chamin. Anything that was cooked before Shabbos, before Shabbos, Shur Renoise B'chamin. You're allowed to let it now Shura soak even in hot water, albeit it's not on top of the fire. It's in the clearishin, it's mutter. Something that was cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to let it soak now in the clearishin, providing it's not put on top of the fire. Rashi, kol shabbo b'chamim means kol meluch, any salted thing. Shabbo b'chamim ever Shabbos, you already soaked it before Shabbos. Choyzgrin v'shurin oisin b'cham Shabbos, you're allowed to soak it again on Shabbos. Vein ba mishrum tikkin, you're not being mistaken in this salty thing. Sharein mistaken kvar was already cooked from before Shabbos. So you're allowed to bring it now on Shabbos, put it into a clearishin. B'Shabbos. V'chol sh'loi bo v'chamim l'fnei ha-Shabbos. Anything that was not cooked before Shabbos is alocha madichin oisoi. Madichin oisoi is a shayla poshtim, means you're allowed to pour hot water over it. So it's a shayla if you owed irur from a clearishin is also, that means you're not allowed to pour hot water out of it from the chaynik onto something that wasn't cooked. That's also, and we hold like that. So here it has to be from a klisheni. If you tell you pour it into a glass. Now, in a klisheni, you're allowed to pour it on top of something else. It's iru from a klisheni, as blaze a klishlishi, there's no bishl at all. So, madicha noisa mecham shabbos. You're allowed to pour hot water from a klisheni on top of it. Chutz min amaliach. A chutz from something that's salty. Min amaliach yoshen, something old, an old salty fish. V'kulayis ho'espanim, also a salted fish. Here, you're not allowed to even pour hot water over it from a klisheni. Why? L'chura klisheni is not mevashon. Shad choson zui gemar melochtem shmamini. Because this shmamina. Because this salted fish, all it needs to be edible is just to pour hot water over it, even from a klisheni. So you see, since normally klisheni is not mevashon, because it doesn't make it edible. But here, this salted fish, all it needs is just hot water from a klisheni over it. That's the derech bishul yichayi for that. So what in our egg also? Even though you're only putting the egg near the hot water chaynik, but since the mitzvah, this egg is becoming edible through this cooking, it's also awesome at the raisa. Trashi. Chutz midag meluach yoshin, an old fish, oikulainasos oikulayis hospanim, dag shakurin tanina, type of a fish. Shad choson zel gemar melochten. Now, me the korolei gemar melachta, since it says just soaking this fish and a klisheni that's gemar melachon, shema mina zel bishul of a chayim. That's called as bishul of a Shabbos, and it's like a chayim of the raisa. That's all you need. Right. The vloyav kiyenu besudrit. The Mishnah also says now this egg, you're not allowed to crack the egg on a hot handkerchief that was heated from the sun on Shabbos, because the handkerchief is going to cook the egg. And Rashi says it's mutter. Fred Zaktimara, that's how we learn. Bishvil Shei Shomer, you're allowed to put like a hot shalom pot inside a bore, inside a hole. Today you should keep the heat there. V'yasamayim ha'yofim b'royim. You can put good water into bad water. V'shvil shi'tzananu. You have hot water, you want it to cool off. You can put it into cold water to cool off. V'yasatzoni, and you're allowed to put cold water, v'chama, in the sun, v'shvil shi'chamu. You're allowed to take a cold glass of water and leave it in the sun, because the sun should heat it up. Is l'churas faket from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can't leave the egg in the handkerchief that was heated up from the sun. So you see, since it's being cooked through the sun, it's also awesome. And here it says you're allowed to leave hot water in the sun. So you're allowed to leave cold water in the sun. Is the Churu Leimer Rabbi Yossi of Leir Rabban. The Churu, this Brice only goes according to Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah says, you're allowed to cook the egg in a hot handkerchief. Because see, also from the sun, you're allowed to cook. But Leir Rabban, not according to Rabban. So the Gemara, no, you say this all like this. Omer Rav Nachman, Bechama, if you want to cook something on Shabbos with the sun, the kuliyamu lepligadishori, everybody's mutter. You're allowed to take something on top of your roof, even though you have a nice hot sun baking down, and cook the egg on Shabbos, whatever you want, you're allowed to do in the sun. The sun is not a derech bishol, there's no istim of the raisa. Rashi says, Bechama, Beshemesh, Dishori, the ain derech bishul bekach. Rashi says, you say it here. It's not a derech to cook with the sun. Bechama, biyola michlefo. I'm the Rabbanin. Nobody makes a mistake between fire and sun. Everybody knows sun is sun, so the Rabbanin didn't make a gzera. It's interesting. From this, where Moshe says, Alocha, the Shal, if you're allowed to use a microwave oven on Shabbos, is that called Bishla not? Because a microwave oven, the Emerson doesn't get hot. You put your hand inside, there's no heat there. So maybe it's mutter. Says Manaik from this Rashi, the only reason why Cham is mutter, because it's not a derech Bishl. But anything that's a derech Bishl is also to do, that'll be it's a Bishl. So made a microwave oven, since it's a derech to cook that way, even though it doesn't get it hot. But still, that's the derech. Bishul, it's also to do it on Shabbos. So, Kitzer, to cook in the sun itself, everybody's masking its mutter. So made this last price to leave the hot water, leave the cold water in the sun, everybody holds its mutter. The chamukun lo pligi di shori. Now, betold us or something that got heated up from the or, that means a pot. That was on top of the fire. And now you took the pot off the fire, is cool the Yamalay Pliga the Yasser. Everybody holds that Sasa. That's our Mishnah. You can't put the egg near the Mechem, near the hot chinik that was heated up from Or, that's Asa. That's Derech Bishlet's Asa. He Pligi, where's the Machlekes in the Mishnah? Betold the Sachama, a handkerchief that got heated up from the sun. So, Ramasova, Gazruinon, why did Rabbanan say it's also in the Mishnah? Why can't you put this egg in this hot handkerchief? Are you allowed to put the egg in the sun itself? So what's wrong with the handkerchief that got heated up from the sun? It's vital, not worse than the sun itself. The Teretz is only awesome with the Rabbanan Exerim. The Rabbanan say, Gazruinon told us, Achama also told us or. Once you're allowed to cook the egg in a handkerchief that got heated up from the sun, people think, who would then you can cook the egg in a hot shinik? That the shinik got heated up from the ore, and that's awesome in the raisa. Since it got heated up from the ore, told us ore is awesome in the raisa. Only told us a chamer is mutter. So the Rabbanan said is exerim. If you come to use a told us something that was heated from the sun, you come who then you can heat up something heated from an ore. Well, Masav Rabbi Yossi says like Gazrinan, he doesn't make this exerim. A told us a chamer is also mutter, and the chamer is also mutter. So Melis Melksira, this braisa. After the braisa says you can cook the cold water in the sun, that goes according to everybody. See, it's a little bit vital. It says also in the Mishnah, you can't make hatmana. You can't put the egg inside the hot chol, the hot sand. For the Gemara, why doesn't Rabbi Yosef say it's also here also? L'chura, the reason why they're born after this, the hot sand, the hot sand is only heated from the sun, it should be mutter. Teretz is a gzera. It's a tolder. The chama also a tolder's or. And Rabbi Yosef says it's mutter. So why isn't Rabbi Yosef doing this here? Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, no, here Rabbi Yossi is moida. You're not allowed to put the egg inside hot sand. Gozru sheme yatum remes. Since you make a type of hatmona, like sticking it inside the hot sand, it's daimat hatmona. We're afraid as if you wrap around the egg now with a hot coal. And that's usher. So what then to put it in the sand is worse. Rabbi Yossi, the form of nation, made this off of him koimit. The shalom of muksa. since you want to stick the seg inside the sand, and the sand is muksa, so that's why he's masking its osa. It's only in the ratio to put the egg in the handkerchief. It's not muksa there. There's no shalaf on atman of remes there. There is matter. But here you have these two gzeres. For the more might v'naya, what's an afkamina, whether v'choshim mishum muksa, you're moving the sand, or mishum shamiyat remes, egibonayim ofa tichuach. If the sand is very, very soft, mamish a soft sand, there's no metaltum. You're not going to move the sand like the egg falls into the sand by itself. It looks like you're wrapping around in a coal. Well, that's an issa, because Shema Yachti, you'll hit the coal to make it burn better. There is a gzeira. The more meitzvah, there's Shema Galilema, Megalgalin Beitza Agabe Gag Roseach. The Shulchan says, Megalgalin Beitza, you're allowed to roll the egg, Agabe Gag Roseach, on top of your roof. As mom is burning hot from the sun, you're allowed to roll the egg, you have to cook the egg on Shabbos. But atop a hot lime, then you can't let it roast on Shabbos. It's bishleim alamandiyo,